Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. It's Julie Harris. Thank you for being here on the Scripps Prospecting and Mindset Call with me. This is where we cover many different things, but all of them go into the same category, which is making you more money in less time with fewer hassles to you and less drama in your transactions. So on to today's topic, which is something that I always look forward to, and that topic is my favorite spoke, expireds. On this call, we're going to learn five specific things. Number one, why do homes expire, / what is an expired, for those of you who are uninitiated to my favorite spoke. Number two, why should you love expireds? Number three, what do you say to them when you call? Number four, what results should you expect when you do what we coach you to do regarding expireds? Number five, why do expireds sometimes resist you? All right, so again, you've got your notes ready. Let's start with why do homes expire? And I'm going to go through this relatively quickly because most of you, again, have heard some of this. But again, the big question, what are you doing about it? So topic number one, why do homes expire? Number one, price. Number two, price. Number three, price. But really, we've got some sort of related reasons. Number four, lack of realtor communication. Their current listing agent is doing a terrible job communicating with them. Number five, lack of realtor skill to get it priced correctly in the beginning, followed by a lack of price reductions. Now, some of you are saying to yourself, gosh, I have expireds. I've had properties expire on me. Why is it? Remember, our first, second, and third reason, price, price, and price. But was it due to a lack of communication? Was it due to lack of price reductions? Depends. Think back to your past expireds. You guys aren't allowed to have any from this day forward because now you get it. Number six could be agent is afraid of and or combative with the seller. Tim and I once had a seller say, yeah, I knew the house was overpriced, but I didn't want to give so-and-so, my previous listing agent, the satisfaction of us reducing the price. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but obviously they had kind of a crappy relationship with their listing agent. Number seven, lack of correcting items identified by negative feedback. And number eight, price. So you guys kind of get the theme here. It's all about price. You might think that it was because of negative feedback. You might think it was because it smelled funny or looked funny or it was on the wrong side of the street. Who knows? All of those reasons are price. Why? Because price will overcome everything else. Send your comments in over the webinar if you guys have any questions. Remember that that works throughout our entire session. And again, our theme here is expireds. I want you guys making maximum income from your expireds. Maximum income. This is a fantastic spoke. And it's one of the easier ones once you get used to it and once you're really taking it seriously. So, again, I'm going through this relatively quickly because the month just changed. We're only a little bit into the month. I love to do expireds at the beginning of the month because you have most, the highest numbers to choose from with your expireds. Topic number two regarding expireds. Why should you love expireds? Well, it's easy. Number one, if they still have to sell, they're motivated. Motivated sellers equal better priced listings. Motivated sellers equal better priced listings. Number two, you already know what the wrong price is. That's one of the best things about expireds, guys. CMAs are so much easier. So really, if I were to drop any of you in any market that you weren't familiar with, let's say that I take Shane and Rivka out of New York, and I fly them over to Phoenix, and they don't know anything about Phoenix, but they have to take five listings this month. Fastest way to do it, easiest way to do it, is with expireds. Why? Because you don't have to know anything about the area. You already know what the wrong price is. It's already been market tested. So, again, why should you love expireds? Number one, if they have to sell, they are motivated. Motivated sellers equal better pricing. Number two, you already know what the wrong price is. CMAs are so much easier with expireds. Number three, you know what needs to be fixed based on the feedback that the sellers have already gotten. So, again, it's been market tested. Number four, the sellers typically are more cooperative. They're desperate to do what it takes to get the home fixed, staged, priced, etc. See, this curious thing happens on expireds. think about if you're the first agent in, and the seller is, you know, so far they think if they price it where they want it, that they probably can maybe break even or even make a little bit of money on the house. That's what they believe, because after all, their house is nicer and better than everybody else's in the neighborhood, even though it isn't really. They think it is. Okay, so we still have some of the seller's ego involved, and by the time they come to the realization that it's not going to sell for, quote, their price, now they don't have a great relationship with the listing agent because they had to sort of discover that together, and then you come in, and you're a fresh new face, a fresh program, a fresh approach. Curiously, they'll do anything that you ask them to do. It's a new relationship. So I like that about expireds. I especially like second and third time expireds because they're really desperate to get it sold. And maybe that's because they'll deal with you because you actually know how to do a short sale, for example. Okay, so point number four on why you should love them is typically they're more cooperative and desperate to do what it takes to get the home fixed, meaning they are more coachable. Number five, as the second or third agent, your days on the market on expireds is typically way less than it is for the first agent. The first agent may have had it for 6 months. You take it, you stage it, you clean it up, you price it right, and typically, if you guys were to actually track the expireds that have been relisted in your areas, the days on the market for expireds that are relisted typically are way less. So maybe the person decided that they're going to list with the, quote, neighborhood agent because they thought that was the right thing to do and everybody lists with whoever, and they thought that was going to get the house sold. But 6 or 8 months later, tons of days on the market, more than 200 days on the market, they decide to try a fresh approach. That would be you. Curiously, you only have it for 30 or 45 days and it's sold. Why? Because your fresh approach of staging it, marketing it, pricing it right, et cetera, and or pricing it so it'll actually sell, like a short sale if necessary, actually causes it to sell faster. So the days on the market is less. Now, how can that affect you? Here's something that a lot of times we don't think about. Let's say that you did the business plan. Hopefully all of you have. And you figured out that you have to have 10 listings at all times in order for 2 to sell per month, which is fairly typical. And one of the reasons for that is because your average days on the market is 180 in your area, and it just takes that long, and you've got to go through price reductions and this and that. Well, do you guys realize that if all 10 of those listings were expireds, you probably could shrink it down to only 5 to 7 listings that you needed at all times. If they were all expireds and they were all priced right, you don't have to have as many listings. It's curious, isn't it? So we should think about that. They sell faster because you can price them better. Not in every single case, but typically expireds have a lot higher chance of selling faster, shorter days on the market. All right, now here's the big topic. Part three of our call today, what do you say to them when you call them? Well, you have 5 goals on your expired prospecting calls. My phone's acting funny. Give me 1 second here. Okay, 5 goals that you have on your expired prospecting calls. And again, remember you can send me questions, comments, et cetera, over the webinar. Okay, so what are you trying to accomplish on an expired call? Number one, determine quickly if they are still motivated, if they have to sell versus want to sell. Determine quickly, do they still have motivation? Number two, find out what their motivation is. Why are they selling? Remember, these are your 5 missions on your prospecting calls. What is their motivation? Why are they selling? And the script question for that is, I'm curious, if the house had sold, where were you going to go next? So that's their motivation. Number three, what's their time frame? Ideally, when would they like to be moved by? What is their time frame? Number four, create hope that the home will actually sell. Remember, the expired is ready to give up. They don't know what the heck happened. Create hope that the home will actually sell. Number five, close. And here's where some of you guys mess up. You actually have to close. ABC, always be closing. Okay, so point number 5 on what you say to expireds, close for the appointment. Actually ask to meet with them. Okay, so number 1, do they have to sell? Number 2, why are they selling? Number 3, what is their time frame? Number 4, create hope that the home will actually sell. And number five, actually close for the appointment. Some of you are good at 1 through 4, and then you freak out when it's time to ask for the appointment. So that would be obviously something to work on. All right, topic number 4, how fast can I get results through prospecting expireds? Number 1, the more consistent you are calling, the more consistent your results will be. Ask yourself right now, a lot of you guys, I talk to you on calls and you always say, well, I'm trying expireds. I call expireds. Well, honest to God, how consistently do you call them? Is it every day? Can you actually tell me what expired in the zip codes that you work today? What are you going after today and tomorrow and the next day? And thank you, Margo in Arizona, for letting me know that you can hear me loud and clear. I think I just need to buy a new headset because it sometimes is a little bit wonky on me. Okay, so consistency. The more consistent you are, the better your results will be. Okay? Consistent effort equals consistent income. Sporadic effort equals sporadic income. Number 2, the more persistent you are with your expired lead follow-up, the more appointments you'll set. And we're going to be talking about what to say on expired lead follow-up. So again, the more persistent you are following up, the more appointments you'll get. It's normal for it to take a couple of follow-up calls to actually set appointments. It's also normal for you to be able to set appointments on the first contact. Both of those things are fine. What's not okay is to just not follow up, okay? Number 3, again, we're talking about what results you can get through prospecting expireds. Number 3, practice makes perfect. If you're winging the calls without a script, I don't expect you to have any results. If you're winging it, you just won't get results, okay? So practice makes perfect. Use a script. We've given you a script. It's posted. It's easy. It's a bunch of questions, okay? Number 4, the number of contacts per day you make should equal the number of deals you want to do for the year. So if you want to do 20 deals this year, your minimum standard is 20 calls. Now, that starts to go out the window when you have goals like 120 deals a year. My students that have those big number goals, they already have listing inventory that's creating the requisite number of closings in most cases. So I would say the number of calls to make per day equals the number of deals you want to do. That works up to about 36. Once you're over 36, then we have some other rules that apply. Number 5, don't give up. Keep a mindset of service. You are here to help. And that makes a huge difference. That sounds like kind of a lightweight point. Don't give up. Keep a mindset of service. And a lot of you guys are going, well, duh, no kidding, right? Okay, but really, this is a big deal, this point, keeping a mindset of service. I've had students tell me before that that particular point was what made all the difference, mindset of service. What do I mean by that? Well, this most simple question to help demonstrate this on a script is this, and I want you guys to memorize this and start using it all the time. My graduate students that use this little tiny script line set tons of appointments. The script question, hopefully you guys are ready. You're sitting down, pencil in hand. Tell me more about your situation. Super simple script. Tell me more about your situation. Help me understand your situation. And then, very important, shut up and listen, okay? Tell me more about your situation or help me understand more about your situation. And throughout that conversation, you can say, tell me more about that. Then you're getting into some rapport building. You're getting their story. Our old broker, his postcards he sent out constantly, it said, tell your story to Rory. His name was Rory Averill. Tell your story to Rory. That's where we originally learned the power of that little script. Tell me more about your situation. What's your story? How can I be of service to you? That makes a huge difference because here's the rest of the story, guys. When they say what their situation is and they open up to you, a curious thing happens. They're telling you exactly how to close them. Through their story, through what's happened to them, they're telling you how to close them. Okay, so they're going to say, well, gosh, we really wanted to sell this house, and had we sold it, we would have gone to here, and we would have gone there, we would have built this, or we would have rented for 2 years and rebuilt our financial lives and then bought something. Gosh, that would have been great. Okay, so all you have to do to close them is say, well, gosh, if there was a way that I could get you whatever it was they stated moved in the next 60 to 90 days with no money out of your pocket, especially if they're short sale, something like that, You know, it depends on what their story is. If there was a way that I could accomplish that for you, is that something you'd want to sit down and hear more about? That's your big scary close, guys. If there was a way I could help you accomplish those goals that are so important to you and your family. Well, gosh, it just makes sense to sit down and discuss that further, doesn't it? You see the difference in the approach. It's all about them. It's not about how many realtor awards you have and all that kind of nonsense, right? They don't care about that. If you guys haven't figured it out yet, sellers don't care about you. They care about the job you do. Okay, so point number 5, don't give up. Keep a mindset of service. You're here to help. Use the script. Tell me more about your situation. Okay? Number 6, again, we're talking about what kind of results you can expect through talking to expireds, prospecting expireds. Number 6, set realistic goals. If you've never prospected before or you've never prospected this folk before expireds, then calling anyone at all for any reason is a victory to start with. And some of you in this class are in that category. That's why you're in this class. My job is to get you going and get you over your prospecting fears. Others of you only prospect when you're desperate. And then there's a third category that's pretty good at prospecting, but you have maybe some unrealistic goals. So set realistic goals. If you typically set one appointment a week, set a goal of setting 2 appointments per week. If you set no appointments per week, the goal should be 1 per week. If you're really good at prospecting this folk, challenge yourself, okay? Set an appointment a day from expired. Some of you are fully capable of that, okay? So set realistic expectations. Get into that habit, okay? So maybe my big goal in this month, this is the month of setting 1 appointment per week no matter what. That is what my big goal, my mantra is 1 appointment a week minimum. I will set 1 listing appointment per week, period. And then you do that for, say, 4 to 6 weeks, then the goal would be 2 appointments per week, minimum standard, depending on what your goals are. Some of you guys don't need to go on that many appointments, okay? But be realistic. Set realistic goals, okay? So obviously, this is going to make a big difference how you're looking at it. Topic number 5, why do expireds sometimes resist you? How dare they? Number 1, fear. They don't know what to do or where to turn for help. They never thought in a million billion years that their home would expire, okay? So why do expireds sometimes resist you? Number 1 is fear. Number 2, embarrassment or ego about it not selling. This is why there's so many listings on the market right now with no signs in the yard. Seller's ego, okay? Embarrassment that it didn't sell. Embarrassment that they have to be a short sale. So embarrassment or ego. Number 3, they're financially stressed and or depressed. Generally non-responsive due to depression. Some of you guys get that way. You have a crappy week and you just decide you're not going to do anything. And then the next week is even crappier because you didn't do anything last week. Now you're extra broke. So when people are stressed or depressed, sometimes that causes lack of action. Number 4, they could be in denial or believing false information about the market or their home's ability to sell. So these are things for you to look out for on the calls, okay? This is not necessarily things that will prevent you from taking the listing and creating a sale, but they are things that you may need to help the seller work through, okay? So, for example, well, I don't want to sign because I don't want the sellers to know I'm a short sale. Well, the for sale sign doesn't have to say short sale on it, right? It's none of their business what your numbers are. So you may have to deal with some of that, okay? Now, homework, and we went through 5 things that I always go through to ramp you up, and then next week we're going to do the actual expired script, which is already posted. You don't have to wait for next week. You can use it. I'm writing this down, expired script next week. We'll do expired objection handlers. We'll do expired lead follow-up as well. Homework this week, number 1, identify 25 to 50 expireds in your market. Some of you, Detroit, for example, Cleveland, you guys have like 100 a day. Identifying 25 to 50 should not be an issue, okay? Anita in Jackson, New Jersey, you should have at least 25 expireds you can identify. You know, some of you guys like Atlanta, you're a market that, you know, for sure 100 a day in most areas of Atlanta. So, number 1, you're going to identify 25 to expireds in your market. Number 2, spend next week contacting, that's right, you're actually required to prospect in this class, Spend next week contacting as many as you can using what you learned on this call. Number three, here's the challenge. List at least one expired between now and next Friday's call. Actually list. That's right. Take the listing of a minimum of one expired between now, why did I say Friday? Between now and our next prospecting call. What's your average commission? Well, if your average commission is $2,500, then this call and what you do with it is worth $2,500 to you when you follow what we coached you to do on the call today. Okay? Not bad. Pays for your coaching for a real long time. So if you have any questions in between calls, you can always ask questions live on the call, as some of you sometimes do. But if you're listening to call replays, you can always email me, julie@harrisrealestateuniversity.com. So hopefully you learned something about expireds today, and you're going to prove it by what you're going to do about it. Next week, we're going to get into some detail on the expired script. We're going to talk expired objection handlers, what to say when you leave messages, all of that sort of thing. If you have specific expired questions, specific expired objections that you're having, which also tells me that you're actually doing the homework, send them to me in email and I'll use them on this call so that we can use your question to help everyone in the class. And then, of course, I'll always respond to your email as well. All right, so you guys know what you need to do. All of you are very, very capable of taking a minimum of one expired listing. If you typically do that, as some of you in this class do, challenge yourself to double that. If you need help in between calls, you know what to do. Have a fantastic week, everyone.